Now, with the unseasonably warm weather of late, you might be waking up one night in a sweaty fever and the very next in a shivering spasm. So, how does temperature affect sleep? Jenna Paik of the Department of Respiratory and Sleep Medicine at the University of Newcastle is a sleep expert and joins us on the line now. Gemma, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Tess.
So, I guess, how does temperature affect our sleeping patterns, first of all?
So our core body temperature is very tightly linked to our sleep. So usually our best period of sleep, or when we have our rapid eye movement sleep, is very closely linked to when we have our minimum of our core body temperature. And for most people, this occurs around somewhere around 4 to 6 a.m. in the morning. But we also know that when we fall asleep, our core body temperature has a little bit of a dip. And the idea is that that's kind of conserving your energy during your sleep to help you initiate sleep and stay asleep.
And does this change from person to person? Because I know that some people seem to be perpetually piling on blankets while other people are frequently just cold.
It definitely does. And some people as well, a lot of times, you know, we most commonly feel it in our extremities, so in our toes or our fingers. So sometimes people have really cold hands or really cold feet, and they can struggle to fall asleep because their extremities are too cold. And then people have the opposite. So if their feet are too hot or their hands are too hot, they can struggle to fall asleep as well.
And so what are some of the effects that, missing out on some of this sleep can have on the body?
Yeah, so when we don't get enough sleep, this can have quite a number of impacts on our day-to-day functioning. So it might just affect your general cognitive performance. So this is things like your reaction time, your ability to concentrate, make decisions. But we also know that this can have impacts on our general health. So sleep loss has been associated with changes to insulin resistance and various gastrointestinal disorders. And there's even some suggestion that sleep loss, depending on how severe it is, can be linked to certain types of cancers.
Oh, wow, that's pretty severe.
Yeah.
And so another aspect of sleep that we hear a lot about is REM sleep. Could you tell us about that and how important that is?
Yeah, so all stages of sleep are important, but REM sleep, I guess most people think of it as most commonly our dreaming sleep, where we're most likely to experience dreams or have dreams during our sleep periods. But that typically occurs later on in the night. So at the start of the night, we usually have a deeper stage of sleep called slow wave sleep. And then as your sleep progresses, you tend to have a little bit less slow wave sleep and a little bit more REM sleep. So that occurs in the early morning. We kind of know that we need both of these stages of sleep as well as our kind of intermediate stage, which we call stage 2 sleep, and we sort of know that we need all of these to have the optimal functioning.
Well, it's definitely an interesting one, and one that I think is going to affect a lot of people over the next couple of months. Gemma, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
That was Gemma Paik of the Department of Respiratory and Sleep Medicine at the University of Newcastle having a chat with us this morning about how temperature affects our sleep patterns.